I'm Scott Catoon, and welcome to TechNori Live. We've got some news and notes. As we mentioned earlier this week, TechNori event was moved up from October 25th to October 18th. It's still same time, 6 to 8:30 p.m., same place, Chase Auditorium. And we are going to announce our keynote this month is Tom Sosnoff. He is the guy with the beret you see on TV and on channels, internet channels everywhere on tastytrade.com. As well as he is the co-founder, co-CEO of Dough.com, as well as he's the co-founder and CEO of what you probably know him best from, Thinkorswim, which was sold to TD Ameritrade in 2009 for $600 million. So if you have any questions regarding fintech, regarding media, regarding building amazing companies, Tom is going to be your guy. He will be our keynote that day. The topic of choice for us is going to be around the theme fintech, so do stay tuned and sign up for our emailer to find out more information about that as it comes available. Speaking of TechNori, on Tuesday, September 27th, we had TechNori's past event was on education, and one of the amazing presenters from that event is here. It is WeSolve founder Stella Ashaulu. She has a platform, WeSolve, that connects top MBA students with the top companies to solve real business challenges. I think anyone who has a graduate degree, myself included, can tell you and speak to the annoyance, and you mentioned it in the pitch, the chicken or the egg, annoyance that is when we look for our top interns or our top employee candidates, we want somebody who's got really, really great work experience and has worked on real-life problems and real-life solutions. Only the problem is in order to get that, you need the previous experience. So if you don't have either, then it's very difficult to get your foot in the door. And so you've got a great solution to that. So welcome to the show, Stella.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So first off, congratulations on TechNori. You did an amazing job.
Thank you so much. It was great to be there.
Numerous people actually commented on the fact that they thought that yours was one of the best presentations that they had, the one that they could relate to the most, which given the topic and the number of really great companies we had is an impressive compliment, I think.
Wow. Thank you.
I guess we had a lot of grad students who were looking for jobs, too.
Yeah.
So I guess, one of the things that, as I mentioned in the intro, particularly for those who come in from a media background, which in my case, my degree at Northwestern, I got two master's degrees there, and one was part of Kellogg's MBA program, and the other part of that was the media side from Adil. So those who are working in media here will tell you that it's very difficult to get into a strong media company. They're not hiring, and those that are expect that you've already worked on some major media initiatives. Very hard to get in without the degree. So it's like you got the great Medill degree, but I don't have the experience, and then they want
exactly.
The experience, and back we go.
Yeah.
What can you explain what WeSolve does to change that sort of rhetoric?
Yeah, so the biggest issue that keeps companies from taking a chance on you is the risk. They have a perceived risk that if we take students who've never done this before, don't have this background, we potentially could be losing out. It's unfortunate, and that's one of the hindrances to innovation and finding really top talent. But what WeSolve does is help them mitigate some of that risk by creating a really low cost, low risk opportunity for them to connect with more students and engage these students through real projects where they can get insights about their performance.
So, obviously I think this is we put you on TechNori. I think this is an amazing platform. I think personally, I look at this and I think I remember at Medill in particular, and Kellogg just to a certain extent, that the education, the curriculum was set up sort of a platoon style so that we would be taught to sort of be able to handle anything. We could work, a million hours at a time and handle multiple projects at the same time. And it made us more job ready, if you will. It made us more versatile for the career. And that was what we were supposed to pitch to our potential, employers. It was like, hey, you go to us because we're one of the top schools in the country. And all of the people who come out of here work super, super hard and are really gifted. And no one gave a shit. to put it mildly, nobody cared. And so I wonder on your end on this, how have you developed relationships with some of these, potential employers and sort of pitched them and explained to them what I was not good at explaining, which was that I can do anything.
Yeah. So really, explaining is half the battle, but at the end of the day, they're still like, show me, show me,
yep.
Show me. And so that's what we've been really creating relationships based off of. Not only will we show you this top talent because they go to these top schools, they have all of this great previous work experience, but now we're going to have an opportunity to show you that they can do X, Y, and Z. And so I think that's kind of been the biggest thing that companies are looking for, which unfortunately, is the world we live in and the reason why WeSolve exists. But I think it's also really great on the other end for students, because now they're getting to get real exposure to those things that they're saying that they want to do. And they're using this as a testing ground to say, yes, I do want to do marketing, or yes, I do really want to do finance, or whatever it might be.
I think that's such a huge, I don't even know what the right word is. It's an amazing thing that you're putting together, because I think that's one of the biggest problems, I think, with grad school is that people go to it with kind of an idea in their head, like what they want to do when they leave, but really not really that big of an idea in their head. And then it just sort of changes as they go through the year or two program. And by the time they leave, you're almost like you've been, you know, spinning around in a whirlpool. You don't know where to go with it.
Yeah.
So providing them with the opportunity to play in marketing, or to play in this area or this space or that space before, you know, being all in with it, I think is a huge opportunity that they really should take advantage of.
Yeah, and it's crazy, because it's like this miscommunication going on. Everyone who goes to grad school knows that's exactly how it is. I mean, there are some people who know exactly what they want to do, but most of us are trying to figure it out as we go. But when you get in the room, and what I did was get in the room when I was, you know, in corporate America, and I heard, you know, what these recruiters and, you know, corporate execs were saying about students, I was like, are you talking about the same students that just started their MBA programs and really don't know what they want to do? And I think something needs to change there, where companies are understanding that students are figuring it out, and the companies that understand that the best, they have the best opportunity to take advantage of that and show students why they want to either work at their companies or work in their industry.
I could not agree more with you. You know, we had Paul Vallis, who's a former Chicago Public Schools CEO there as well. And he went on a rant a mile long. I didn't even want to introduce this, but you bring up such a major pain point. One of the major reasons, I think, like you said, WeSolve exists is companies are still, and maybe that's because, and you're the person to ask because you talk to all these guys, maybe it's because it's a lot of older folks that have been running, you know, that are in the executive level, that come from a background where people were getting married and having kids at like 24, and they graduate college and they marry their sweetheart, and then they go to graduate school, and they come out and they're like,
job for
exactly
25 years.
And so the expectation level is when you come in that you've been able to like really do something, and that you're killing it. And then what ends up happening there is, well, I have no job experience whatsoever. I went undergrad straight to this, and the closest thing to job experience is running a hot dog stand. and like, how do you relate to that? And I think two things can help solve this. One is companies like WeSolve and yourself. And the other thing is, I think education-wise, schools really need to be looking for companies like you who can provide, and SageCore is another example that we had at Technori, companies like that that can provide much more job real life experience, because we've got all the tools to do online education and things to enable you to be a graduate student and be out of the classroom and be learning tangible skills in addition to the application of theory.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And if they don't find people like you, I think we're going to have a lot of problems both in hiring as well as in education. Speaking of that, you had one slide problem when we were at the Technori event, which was that people couldn't see the companies and schools that are already working with WeSolve.
Yeah, that were in the background.
I want to clarify that now, because there are some insane companies and then some of the best schools in the world. So why don't you talk now a little bit about what schools are working with you and what companies are working with you?
Yeah, so we have students from over 50 MBA programs, including all the top 25. So, you know, in the background, it was Booth, it was Kellogg, Stanford, UCLA, USC, Stern, just to name a few. So all of the top 25 programs are represented highly, and we have a student advisory board that is made up of top students from those MBA programs. So that's something that's really exciting. As far as companies, we've been really connecting with a lot of really top companies focused on the places where MBAs want to work. And so we're getting ready to launch our pilot this winter. So some of the companies that we're working
with. In Chicago, General Mills, Kraft.
Well, hey, let them know, General Mills, Kraft.
If they're not connected to you, they should be. That's like they're one of their biggest hubs is Kellogg. I mean, that's
exactly.
Where
and so that those are actually two companies that we are, you know, aggressively pursuing. But as far as companies that we're speaking with and actually, you know, working down the pipeline to host a challenge in the future, we're talking to companies like 3M, Morningstar, Cisco Systems, Google, just to name a few. So really, really top companies, you know, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, the companies where MBAs want to go or think they want to go, and giving these companies an opportunity to pull that early talent. And one of the things that we talked about a little bit during Technori, but these challenges and this opportunity to give students real experience and connect with the companies is really a way to also break down a lot of the barriers to diversity.
Sure.
And so our platform is super diverse. We have 50% of our users are women, 70% underrepresented minorities. And that's just been a factor of intentional effort of giving these diverse students an outlet and opportunity to where they can find access to these companies. And I think companies are going to find that a lot more of these diverse candidates are able to make it through their process because now they're getting to lead with real work product.
Which, you know, I think is amazing. Obviously, as you know well, we're connected through Thomas from I'm Black in Tech, and we are going to be announcing with them in the next month or two that we're working with them as we do Women Tech Founders to create all Technori stages to be 50% female represented and at least 30% minority represented, because that is what the community abroad looks like.
Yeah.
And it's just totally misrepresentative when you have five white dudes stand on a stage. That's not who is in the world. So that's amazing that you guys are able to continue that. And I think it's a worthwhile cause, obviously.
Well, thank you. And something that's really passionate and key to the tenets of We Solve It and our brand foundation and who we are. So.
Well, that's amazing. Before we wrap up here, we've got one question I kind of want to get through with you is, at Technori, you're not really having the opportunity to talk about your own personal journey. What was the catalyst to make you decide to do this? Because this strikes me as something that was a this happened to me kind of problem.
Yeah. And to be honest, it was, I said this in my pitch, but it was that we're the team to bring this forward because we've been every stakeholder involved. And what that means is at one point I was an MBA student transitioning careers and trying to get access and exposure to these companies who weren't really giving me second looks because I didn't have the traditional background that they were maybe looking for. And it wasn't until I had real experiential learning opportunities and was able to prove my skills that I started to get that type of, you know, those types of companies interested. And then later, consulting, working with Fortune 500 companies on their workplace strategies and just seeing their issues in terms of attracting and retaining top talent and their issues with diversity and just seeing how they were going about it and those errors. And then even recruiting for my own company and saying, you know, this isn't the way to recruit diverse talent. We need to change the process and we need to provide ways for diverse students to show their skill sets and really engage with the company. And so all of those experiences combined really is what led to creating WeSell.
Well, I can tell you, as a person who sat in front of hundreds of entrepreneurs, I firmly, and really not to say this because you've been on two of my stages now, believe that WeSolve is going to make it and be a great, great tool for the future. I say this because many, many entrepreneurs will tell you, oh, you know, we solved the problem that I encountered. It has been my experience that the people that experience that problem earlier in their life and work over time to solve it for themselves and then can go back and reflect like you did, are the people who build the best companies. They don't just solve the problem that came up with them, because by that point, they don't actually know if it's a real problem that everyone has or they're just the outlier that it happened to. When you experience it the way that you did, you have tons of people who are sort of case study for you. I'm like, well, I'm not the only one. I'm going through this trying to figure it out. I meet a ton of people who all have the same problem as me. Boom, this is actually a problem. And then you can reverse course in your steps on how you got out of it and sort of recreate that solution for others, which is, personally, that was my story as well. So this is really cool to have you here. How do people find out more about WeSolve? Where do they go to sign up? Where do companies go to meet and sign up with you?
Sure, www.wesolve.co. That's C-O. And people can email me directly, stella@wesolve.co. I'd love to connect with students, companies, you know, whoever might be interested in WeSolve, and we're excited.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much, Stella, for coming on. Also, we'll have the video of your presentation at Technori's going out on Wednesday of this week. So you will be able to share that as well as this, and the people who can actually see your pitch at Technori as well as listen to this podcast and watch it when the video comes out. Thank you so much for taking time today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You can stream this episode and more on WGNBusiness.com or download each episode on iTunes and stay up to date by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or you can follow me at Katoon. Remember, tickets are going to go on sale as of Tuesday of this week for the October 18th Technori Showcase featuring Tom Sosnoff at Chase Auditorium. You can just go to www.technori.com/tickets. Boom. That's a wrap.